Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we will be pondering the greatest questions confronting the American people, such as, should the use of a finger gun, that's actually not really a firearm, it's just pretending that your finger is a gun. Should that be a crime resulting in severe punishment like suspension from school? Well, it is in a place you wouldn't expect that crime to be particularly enforced. We're talking about Alabama and a small town in Alabama. We will get to that story on the Michael Medved Show. We will also get to a question about whether Jack Smith, the special prosecutor behind really three of the four most serious prosecutions against Donald Trump right now, could Jack Smith really prove that Donald Trump knew that he lost the 2020 election? Trump still won't acknowledge that he lost the 2020 election. He is still insisting that he actually won. And he won big. He won in a landslide. Now, it's not a crime to be crazy. I mean, it's only a crime if you use that craziness to do crimes against people. However, the difficulty for President Trump and the difficulty about this whole issue involving Jack Smith and proving that Trump knew that he actually lost is that the charges of fraud, the charges of trying to steal an election, if Trump believed in his heart and soul that he was actually fighting for justice, that he was fighting for the actual returns that the American people had voted, well, then that's a freedom of speech defense. It's the ultimate freedom of speech defense. You have the right to say things that are wrong. What you don't have the right to do is necessarily to defraud people. So we will get to that issue, which is very important and direct. And to charges of election rigging against Democrats, they not only rigged, at least according to people who are loyalists to Trump, they not only rigged the election of 2020, there is a Democrat, very prominent, who says the Democrats are in the process of rigging the election of 2024. Is that true? We will get to that as well on the Medved Show, and we'll be speaking to Matt Lewis, who is the author of the new book, Filthy Rich Politicians, The Swamp Creatures, Latte Liberals, and Ruling Class Elites Cashing in on America. And the book also comes with a brief prescription on what to do about it. We'll be speaking to Matt Lewis about that. First of all, there's more from Ken Buck. Ken Buck, the very conservative and principled conservative congressman from Colorado, who is a member of the Freedom Caucus, but does not necessarily favor the Kevin McCarthy decision to go forward to order a impeachment inquiry and then to get some votes authorizing, backing up his authorization of that inquiry for President Biden's impeachment. Here is Ken Buck on CNN talking about his position right now on the potential impeachment of Joe Biden. Clip two.
I have not seen any evidence that links President Biden to Hunter Biden's activities at this point. I will be getting a briefing later in the week. I'm looking forward to understanding more of what the Oversight Committee has uncovered. But at this point, I have not seen that evidence.
Okay, and then there's more. Manu Raju spoke to Kevin McCarthy himself and spoke to him about the votes on the Republican side in favor of pursuing this avenue of impeachment. Clip one.
You don't write lies. You aren't dangerous that you have votes. So what changed?
You know what's interesting to me? You were a reporter for CNN, correct?
Yes.
I just laid out to you a lot of allegations based upon the American public.
I'm talking about your words. Why did you change your words?
Okay, well, let me answer your question, because I've answered it every single day, and you could answer me every single day. Nancy Pelosi changed the precedent of this House.
But that was
this doesn't preclude from a... Nancy Pelosi changed the president of this House on September 24th. It was withheld and good enough for every single Democrat here. It was good enough for the judge. Why would it have to be different today? What we've learned in the last couple weeks, wouldn't you want to know the answer to? Your whole job is reporting. You now have an accusation that the president took a bribe. You do know from your own reporting, from your own station, that they were selling a brand. You do know from your own reporting from CNN that the president went to and did conference calls, that the president went to lunches and dinners, just the dinners, and Hunter got a new Porsche. He got three points
for the vote.
But that's my question to you. Why don't you ask the other questions? Why don't you?
Okay. The other question, which was the one that Manu Raju was trying to ask, was does he have the votes? Will there be enough votes in the House of Representatives? And the reason that's such a crucial issue is because there are 18 Republicans in the House. 18 of the, 218 who represent the Republican majority. There are 18 Republicans who were elected in districts that Joe Biden carried. Now, in those districts where Joe Biden won those districts, and in some of them he won handily, but they kept their Republican congressman anyway, in those districts, for people to be voting for impeachment at this point, before there is a case even made specifically as what the grounds for impeachment are, that's a risky political proposition. For instance, on CNN again, Abby Phillips was confronting Matt Gaetz, and this was all about the question of timing and how they're handling this impeachment issue right now. Listen.
Seems like pretty strong evidence to me.
None of which links President Biden to...
Well, it was Joe Biden on the phone.
None of which...
He was calling into the meetings. Wait, Abby, are you actually trying to tell your viewers that you don't believe that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's business deal?
It's not
about... It's a hard case.
It's not about what I believe. It's about whether there is evidence that President Biden is linked to the misdeeds that might be linked to Hunter Biden. That's the issue. But I want to get back...
Hold on. Can you just acknowledge that when he calls into the business deals, that he's involved? You don't think that's involvement?
This is not about innuendo. It's not about what I believe. It's a question. Do you have evidence? If you had evidence that Joe Biden was linked to Hunter Biden's business deals in a way that is illegal, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You would probably have the votes for an impeachment inquiry, but you don't. Because of people like Ken Buck and people like Don Bacon and many others in your conference.
But I see the evidence differently. I think that that's why we need to have the votes and have the debates and have the hearings. And again, they represent their constituents just like I represent mine.
Okay. Speaking about him representing his constituents, there is a piece by Robert Kennedy Jr., who is one of those people who I don't think has spoken out yet on the impeachment charges against his opponent, because he's running to seize the Democratic nomination from President Biden. Robert Kennedy Jr. writes in the Wall Street Journal today, "It has become clear that the Democratic National Committee doesn't want a real primary and is willing to disenfranchise Democratic voters from choosing their nominee. The DNC has refused to host debates, though a vast majority of Democratic voters want and expect them, so they can judge which candidate has the popular appeal and the vigor to challenge the Republican nominee. More on alleged Democratic rigging of the election and the question of where does Jack Smith go to prove present.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, the headline says the Democratic Party rigs the primaries. Okay, rigging the general election, that's something that Donald Trump has complained about for years he believed his first election, which he won, the election of 2016, first time he ever ran for public office, he had said repeatedly that the election was going to be rigged, that Hillary Clinton was planning to steal the election, and that might be one of the reasons he looked and seemed, and later people close to him have confirmed, that he was so shocked on election night when it, yes, appeared that he had won the majority of the Electoral College. And as a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton called him in the middle of the night and conceded. That actually let him know that it was real. But here, this is from Robert Kennedy Jr., who is very upset that the Democratic National Committee isn't allowing President Biden or other registered Democrats, people who are going to be running for the Democratic nomination, to participate in debates. He said, even if candidates reach voters anyway, the party is trying to stack the primary schedule in Joe Biden's favor. The DNC has revoked New Hampshire's century-old status as the first primary state and replaced it with South Carolina. Mr. Biden won the latter in 2020, and he won it in a landslide. But he lost both the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucus. The DNC seems to have forgotten the purpose of the modern primary system, writes Robert Kennedy Jr., which is to replace backroom crony politics with a transparent democratic process. Our campaign has contacted the DNC in advance of its next meeting in Washington, asking for a clear process in which the candidate chosen by a majority of primary voters will be the party's nominee. We live in a time, writes Robert Kennedy Jr., when a growing number of Americans think that democracy is broken and that the political system is rigged. The DNC's recent actions confirm this outlook. It will better serve America to run a fair and free primary election. Does it sound like Robert Kennedy Jr. is thinking about a third-party run? Maybe he would claim that he is the true Democrat in this race. It would be terrible news for Joe Biden or for whoever the Democrats nominate for president if Kennedy Jr. decides, because, again, he's not going to win the election, but could he easily get 5% or more of the Democratic votes? Sure. And would that be enough to hand the presidency to the Republicans? Sure. Meanwhile, there is this question, which is, how can Jack Smith prove that Trump knew he lost the 2020 election? And this is a thoughtful piece by a law professor who is a opinion contributor to the Hill website. And Dana Radcliffe, who's going to be joining us on the show on Friday, is a senior lecturer at business ethics at the Cornell University School of Law. And she writes, count one of special counsel Jack Smith's August 1st indictment of Donald Trump alleges that he used knowingly false claims of election fraud in a conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. To help prove Trump's guilt, prosecutors will seek to demonstrate that Trump knew his fraud claims were false. There are strong reasons to think, she writes, that Smith and his team will succeed. Between the election and January 6, 2021, Trump was aware that he and his allies were losing state and federal lawsuits alleging election fraud, the total reaching 61 different losses in court by early January. Trump also knew that no state legislatures were acting in any way to change their Electoral College votes. Besides persisting in his claims of election fraud after having been told by authoritative sources they were baseless, Trump showed in other ways that he was uninterested in facts and evidence. And this is actually fascinating because she lists some of the evidence that is obviously going to be a part of any legal proceeding, which is going forward both in Georgia and in Washington, D.C., about Trump trying to overturn the election. He pressured top Democratic, he pressured top Department of Justice officials, telling them, quote, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. Now, that was on tape. Trump tried to install an ally as acting attorney general and have him send a letter to key states falsely claiming the Department of Justice had found irregularities in some of the state election results, hoping to dissuade the states from assigning their electoral votes to Biden. Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to, quote, find 11,780 votes, just enough for Trump to win the state. And in a January 4th White House meeting, after Trump lawyer John Eastman assured Vice President Pence he had unilateral authority to halt Congress's electoral vote certification, but when pressed admitted it had never been tested in court, Pence then exclaimed to Trump, did you hear that, Mr. President? Even your own counsel is not saying I have that authority. Then Trump replied, that's okay, I prefer the other suggestion, that the vice president could act on his own to stop the official count. Just hours after Pence had insisted to Trump directly face-to-face that he lacked the authority to intervene in the certification process, Trump sent out a patently false tweet telling supporters he and Pence were, quote, in total agreement that the vice president has the power to act. On January 6, Trump falsely tweeted that many states wanted to decertify their electoral votes for Biden. Given expected testimony that Trump had conceded to some staff that he lost, dozens of failed lawsuits, the vast informational resources that are available to a president, the fact that reliable sources told Trump again and again there was no significant fraud, and Trump's proven habit of lying, it cannot simply be assumed. Dana Radcliffe writes, it cannot simply be assumed that Trump believed his fraud claims, nor can it be asserted that Trump believed them, since assertions in court require evidence. Since believing is a state of mind and not empirically observable, courts may look to a defendant's behavior for evidence that he had the belief in question. In Trump's case, the problem is that while some of his actions are consistent with his believing the fraud claims, his behavior generally between the election and January 6th is much more consistent with his knowing those claims were false. Meanwhile, what is about Trump and how does he fit in this world of super rich politicians? Is he one of them or part of the opposition that wants to drain the swamp? We'll be talking to Matt Lewis, author of Filthy Rich Politicians, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry, and that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I think the investigation is really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. Convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante has been captured after a 13-day manhunt following his escape from a Pennsylvania prison. Cavalcante had been considered armed, dangerous, and desperate enough to use a gun. The search had authorities using everything from helicopters to drones to officers on horseback. Inflation is climbing, with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the Consumer Price Index. That's up from 3.2% in July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is great to welcome back to the show Matt Lewis, who is a senior columnist at the Daily Beast. He is the author of a brand new book, which I read with great eagerness last night after having coming home from a screening of a movie that I actually liked that we are going to be reviewing later this week. Matt Lewis's new book is called Filthy Rich Politicians, The Swamp Creatures, Latte Liberals, and Ruling Class Elites Cashing in on America. Are those ruling class elites, Matt, that you're talking about in this book, about filthy rich politicians, are they all Democrats and liberals?
No, Michael. I would say it's pretty evenly divided, to be honest. And I didn't necessarily set out to make it that way, but it really seems like this is a human nature problem, a politician problem, not a Democrat or a Republican problem.
Yeah, I mean, you have at the end of the book, you have a list, which, of course, everybody's going to be rushing to immediately, of the richest United States members of Congress, the richest senators. And it's about evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. The richest senator of them all is, as I read your list here, the richest senator of them all is Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who's former Republican governor of Florida.
Yeah, that's right. I have to say, there are questions about that because members of Congress write the rules in terms of how they have to report their wealth. And so it's impossible to know precisely how rich they are, and some lists have Daryl Issa, you know, at the top of the list, another Republican. But Rick Scott, I was going by, I think, Business Insider's list there. They're very good. And the interesting thing about that list is not only is it pretty evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, but about half of them, a little more than half of the people on my list, and I did the 50 richest members of Congress, a little more than half of them got their wealth by virtue of inheritance or marriage. And about half, a little bit less than half, but about half, got there by, you know, starting a business or earning it. And in some cases, earning it is questionable. You know, it looks to be like insider trading in some cases. But in some cases, it's kind of admirable. For example, there's a Republican congressman named Kevin Hearn out of Oklahoma that is a very interesting story. This is a guy who started off working at McDonald's. He saved enough money to buy a McDonald's, and now he's one of the richest members of Congress. So this isn't necessarily a negative book, but I think it's an interesting stories.
Okay, one of the things that obviously is a question that should be raised here is, what's the problem with having politicians who are super rich? I mean, one of the arguments for Donald Trump, who makes your list as the richest president we've ever had, one of the arguments for Donald Trump was he's somebody who knows the world of business. And to be able to confront the world of business, you have to have some business experience yourself. So where is there an argument that somehow great business success should count against somebody who's a candidate for public office?
Well, maybe Donald Trump's the example of that. I do think Trump got a lot of, he did make a lot of political hay out of that. You know, I can't be bought. Believe me, I know all the rules. I know how to play this game. I think that was a lot of BS. But having said that, you know, I'm a conservative leaning guy, and so I'm not inherently anti-rich people. I would love to be a rich person myself, and I think that if you can start a business,
maybe the book will help you in that regard.
Let's hope we get some sales out of this interview. You know, if you could start a business and make money, that would give you a certain amount of experience and wisdom, and I have nothing against that. I do think, though, it is true that in recent decades, the gap between members of Congress and the rest of us has widened dramatically. And right now, the average member of Congress is about 12 times richer than the average American household. And at a certain point, I think that gap does begin to, you know, create a distance between even especially the lower chamber, you know, the House of Representatives. They're supposed to be it's not the House of Lords. This is like the House of Commons. And I think Madison envisioned that they would be, that members of the House would be very dependent and sympathetic to the American people. And it's a little bit hard to be that way, I think, when you're a millionaire, which since 2014, the average member of Congress is a millionaire. And something like 8% of the rest of us are in that category.
Okay, let me put a little challenge to you, and I thought about this when reading Filthy Rich Politicians, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Can you think of any great American political leader who wasn't rich? And don't say Lincoln, because Lincoln was the most successful railroad lawyer in the country. He was famous because he had made a bunch of money, bought a very nice house. The clothing bill that Mary Lincoln had in the White House was huge. And Lincoln had achieved the money. He had a very poor background, but he had made some money in life.
No, I think it's a point well taken. We certainly have had presidents who started off poor, you know, being born in a log cabin or whatever. But some of our best presidents, including George Washington, have been incredibly wealthy.
Theodore Roosevelt. All of the Rushmore presidents were wealthy people.
Absolutely. And I do think, first I would make a distinction, I think, between presidents and members of the House of Representatives. I think that's really the big difference we've seen in recent years, is that members of the House of Representatives are now 12 times richer than the average American.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's the big difference. The other problem I would say, Michael, is it's not – so, you know, part of the book is simply pointing out that the rich tend to get elected. And while I think that's somewhat, you know, potentially troubling at a certain point, it's not the big problem in the book. The bigger problem, it's not that the rich get elected, it's that the elected get rich. It's that people who get elected tend to get richer while in office. And I think that is the part of the book. And it's some, by the way, in some cases, this is perfectly understandable. And in other cases, I think it's certainly the appearance of impropriety. And that is the part that I think is dangerous, because it is eroding trust in institutions and elected officials. The sense is that the game is rigged, and partly because I think it is rigged. And so that's really, if there's a part of the book that I think is concerning, it's that part.
Well, again, we will talk about some of your suggestions on how to deal with that. I mean, it seemed like the current controversy involving the Biden family, which could lead to a new impeachment crisis for our country, that's a perfect example of people using insider political connections for the sake of building personal wealth. We're speaking to Matt Lewis. He is the author of Filthy Rich Politicians. Are all rich politicians by definition filthy? By no means. We will get to more with Matt Lewis coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking about filthy rich politicians. That's the name of the new book, sure to be a bestseller, by Matt K. Lewis, prominent conservative commentator, senior commentator for the Daily Beast. And Matt, at the end of the book, you list suggestions for changes that might actually help deal with the problem that you're talking about, which is people in Congress in specific losing touch with the people they've been elected to represent, because they're so much wealthier, 12 times wealthier on average in terms of personal wealth and personal worth than the typical American would be. One of the points that you make that I think almost everyone would agree with, in fact, I haven't heard people disagreeing, is to ban stock trading for members of Congress and their families. What's the argument against that? Because I haven't heard a good one.
I don't think there is a good one. What's funny is that when this idea was first gaining steam, of all people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez started pressuring then Speaker Nancy Pelosi to support it. And Nancy Pelosi sounded like, you know, Milton Friedman. She was like, hey, this is a free market economy. We're capitalists here. What are you talking about? And that lasted for about 15 minutes. And Nancy Pelosi then, at least said she supported banning stock trading. Although there are questions because, as you noted, Michael, everyone seems to be in favor of this. It seems like common sense. And even I would say the majority of members of Congress say they support banning stock trading, and yet it never seems to happen.
Part of it has to be, right, making clear stock owning. In other words, if you have some stock you've accumulated and it's part of your savings and the stock is there in an investment account, no one is saying you have to give up all your investments. It's just you're not going to be actively trading or managing an account or using inside information while you're a member of Congress, right? That's the idea.
Well, I mean, there are different ideas. But the interesting thing is, until about 10 years ago, insider trading wasn't even illegal. So you technically could have gone into an Intel committee hearing, found out something nobody else knows, dumped all your stock, told your brother-in-law to dump all of his stock, and that would have been perfectly legal. Now, insider trading is technically illegal, but certainly the appearance of it still happens. There are some people who want to change the law to allow for blind trusts. I would certainly allow the ownership of mutual funds, which would be very difficult to game if one were trying to, pretty much impossible. So, you know, the devil's in the details, but everyone is sort of says that they're in favor of some version of this, and yet they can never really settle on it. And in fact, the funny thing is the day after my book published, and this is the most important thing I call for, is banning, you know, stock trading from members of Congress. Literally the day after my book published, Josh Hawley, the Republican senator from Missouri, and Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York, announced they had a bill that would do exactly what I'm calling for. So there are politicians pushing for this. It is bipartisan, and yet it hasn't gotten done. And, you know, Michael, as I was writing this book, at a certain point I had this this weird thought, which is they could ban stock trading before my book came out, you know, and which would be great for the country, but bad for my book. And that fear, that fear settled for about 5 minutes before I realized, oh no, they're never going to do that.
So, okay, speaking about your book, there's something else that came up where I must say I disagree with you. One of the suggestions you make for improving this situation with draining the swamp is to treat books like speeches. And what that part of that is based on is that you have a list of the 10 richest U.S. presidents, and it includes Bill Clinton, who doesn't come from money, who never really earned a great deal of money. He was getting $34,000 a year as governor of Arkansas. He and his wife made money on books. And by the way, Obama's made even more. Michelle Obama has two of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, and they've made millions and millions of dollars. How would you ban politicians from getting book contracts like I assume you did?
So, yeah, so first of all, let me lay out the sort of the challenge or the problem that I see with books. With politicians' books. One thing is politicians tend to use their political perch to sell the books. In some cases, that's simply the fame, right? So Bernie Sanders became a millionaire because he wrote a book. Ron DeSantis became a millionaire because he wrote a book at the exact time he was announcing for president.
Yeah, the book didn't do that well.
He got a million. He became a millionaire because of it, though.
Man, because he got an advance, but you expressed earning back your advance. But go ahead.
So that's interesting. But I think what is more problematic are these bulk orders. So what happens a lot of times is your politician,
Jim Wright, right?
That goes back to Jim Wright. But nowadays, you're a politician. You write a mediocre book. But the National Republican Senatorial Committee or the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee or whatever, they buy 50,000 copies. And that boosts you to the bestseller list. And potentially, you could make money individually, as an individual, from the money that is made from selling those books. And that could be from royalties or the advance. And so what I propose is that while you are serving in Congress, books would be treated like speeches. So politicians currently, members of Congress currently, are not allowed to be paid for giving a speech. They can give a speech, but they can't get paid for it. And I think books are similar. While you're serving in Congress, you could write a book, certainly no one could stop you, that's free speech. But I do not think you should be allowed to make more than, here's the caveat. Members of Congress right now are allowed to earn $30,000 of un, of money. This doesn't count investments, but of additional money, like if you're a consultant or something, supplemental money. I think you could make $30,000 from a book. I don't want you to become a millionaire while you're in Congress because you wrote a book.
What possible change could we see in our system that would give people of middle class income? I mean, poor people simply are not going to be in a position to run for public office. But what kind of change would we need to allow middle class people to have a better chance of winning political office?
Well, I guess the first thing to think about, Michael, is, as a conservative person who believes in the rule of law and the Constitution, we do have to keep in mind, like, for example, there are certain people who are in favor of public financing of campaigns, which I'm not in favor of. And I think that's what makes this book.
Right.
That's what makes
no welfare for politicians.
Right. But that's what makes this book kind of unique. A lot of people who have written books like this are people on the left, and they advocate things like public financing of campaigns, which probably would, as a result, allow more middle-class people to run for office, potentially. But I think it would be, like, patently unconstitutional, and it would go against my values. So I'm not advocating for that. But I do think there are things we can do that would level the playing field. And so I'll just give you, like, one example. Right now, if you run for political office, you're allowed to pay yourself a salary out of your campaign. You're not allowed to provide yourself health care from the campaign. You can pay health care for your staffers, but not for yourself as a candidate. That's one little thing that might allow people who otherwise couldn't, who are not millionaires, to run for office.
Matt Lewis, the name of the book is Filthy Rich Politicians. Next time on the Medved Show, a naturalist who does a popular podcast says she may not believe in Bigfoot, but we need him in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.